Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy New Year, Abba. Happy New Year. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. It is 3 p.m. Central Standard Time where I am, my native Jackson, Mississippi, in the United States of America. Big shout out to all listeners right here in Jackson, Mississippi, in Dallas, and New York. New York has a new mayor. Congrats to the new mayor, Mr. Eric Adams. Same interview this morning on ABC This Week, and also Benny Thompson. I was a guest on the show, so congrats to New York for having a new mayor, and can't wait to, sounds like New York, well, New York is a model. The major cities are a model for the smaller cities, like Jackson and other cities. I've been reading some articles too regarding some model new programs that they're introducing in New York and so on. A lot to talk about. Weather's crazy here. The weather's crazy everywhere, but you all know the past week and a half in the Deep South, we've been experiencing like May-like weather, and so yesterday was 80, 81, and right now the temperature is below 40, and tonight it will be cold. So one concern that we have are those that are homeless and are choose to live outdoors. So a lot of shelters are opening up, opening doors, and also providing blankets for those that do not want to come in. And as I was watching our NBC affiliate this morning, WLBT, this morning, the weatherman said, take care of the four P's. People, plants, pipes, so be sure to, take care of the four P's. So that's very important. So what I would do, since I'm solo right now, no one has called in. My cousin Linda, big shout out to cousin Linda and her friends. They might be dining. And Michael, thank you, OTAP, that called close to midnight on Friday night, also doing the New Year's Eve program. So we are discussing what's going on with the Jackson, Mississippi, leading the country in homicide rates. And the problem that many cities are dealing with across the country with the high rate in violent crime. And WLBT had done a story, which all the networks, all the channels have been doing stories on, the crime in here in Jackson, Mississippi. And you all have even heard my cousin Linda ask me, what can we all do regarding trying to keep violence down? If it's here in Jackson, Mississippi, Dallas, Atlanta, wherever, rural areas or big cities or medium-sized cities like Jackson. And you remember she asked me that question like 6 months ago. And like, what can we do? Because we meet, but one thing I heard the new mayor of New York mention that he's going to start a very advanced plans clone unit and will work hard on getting weapons off the street. So that's a start. That's a good model for many. I've even suggested that in comments here, upgrade the plains clothes units. You know, put more plain clothes officers, law enforcement officers out on the streets. You know, really, that should be happening. But I will share that article from WLBT during your side and talk more about COVID. So many cancellations are happening, also dealing traffic due to COVID and due to bad weather. Before going to Father, sending out prayers to those of you that are concerned about relatives or have lost relatives from COVID. I have a friend now, many of you know, DJ Slam, Alex Chapman. He's at the hospital now. His daughter has been in the hospital for a few months dealing with COVID. And so let's do our best to slow the spread. Vaxxed or unvaxxed, it's important for us to be responsible and do our best to slow the spread.
This is a message from the CDC. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more.
So that's from local NBC affiliate. Big shout out to favorite reporters with that network, Maggie Wade, love her so much. And CJ is very good. And hope I don't get in trouble for broadcasting that. I don't believe so. Also, Ross Adams, so a big shout out to WAPT and also CBS here also, because they do great stories. On this story, though, from CJ's research, he concluded that Jackson is leading in the homicide rate per capita. So, very interesting. I, for one, after the mayor, I know the mayor and first lady and all, but after the mayor did his state of the state a few months ago, I complimented him and another on Twitter, and another person, like made a comment to me that, oh, the mayor's not doing anything. There's a gang problem in Jackson. No one is denying there is, that problem is all around America, but it's a mixture of things. Cause, CJ also should do like maybe a 2 or 3, 4 part story, because domestic violence, domestic crimes, relatives killing each other, people just snapping blue, killing people, those are part of it. Within the city of Jackson, we need more businesses and need more people, more entrepreneurs coming out. But with all this crime, it's scary for entrepreneurs and businesses to stay open or to have grand openings. But it's happening. But it's scary for people with how the crime is. I don't see where the mayor and JPD are denying what the story is based on and the findings of the reporter. But also, like in all cities or most cities, it's a mixture. Domestic violence, number one, where people know each other, is also a problem. But the article goes to say, not only will 2021 be remembered as Jackson's deadliest, also the year the capital city's rate of killings eclipsed every other major city in the U.S., according to a three-on-your-side analysis of the most recently published data. That surge in homicides also contributed to a 17% increase in violent crime in Jackson over the last year as of late November, overshadowing a double-digit drop in property crimes, according to that data released by the city. 86% of all homicides are interpersonal relationships where we have people knowing each other. Jackson Police Chief James Davis said during a commencement ceremony on December the 13th. And so they're showing the graph also. I have the article reshared on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and the graph is, it's really scary. I mean, you all always hear me say, and my late mother knew too, I felt safer in Dallas, you know, instead of here in Jackson, because it's like a little small fishbowl. And I've shared this article, and then I've shared other reports where there's A and B. One report shows A, B, C ratings, grades. And green is for A. Jackson, I see one area of Jackson where there's a green rating for A for being a safe area. And I know a couple of years ago, as I was working as a poll manager for an election, I talked with some of the firemen who are also policemen. And I asked the question to one of the captains, where is the hot spot? Where is the hot spot in Jackson? Or where are the hot spots? The hot spot, the whole city is a hot spot. That was a couple years ago. But many cities have their hands full, but it will take the public, the private, and the government. The public, the private sectors, and the government to work hand in hand. And it's good that our police chief and other police departments are focusing on community policing. Right before the show, I was looking at the breaking news all around the country. And one article, we'll talk about it on tomorrow, but I seen where there's a department on the East Coast that have decided to cut their police department by 30%. We need more officers. So those being cut, we need you to come down here and join our police department. So I guess that's part of defunding. But you know, we need to defend also. So the rest of the article says that how many of these killers could be gang related? That's a tougher question to answer. This year alone, investigators believe at least 7 killers could have been tied to gang activity. Homicides linked to 17-year-old Joseph Brown and his crew. At the same time, residents still don't know how much of a tangible threat gangs could pose to them because the administration, including Jackson Mayor Chakwe and Tamar Lumumba, haven't disclosed specific information about that. Well, my thing is, just come clean about all the stats. Domestic violence, people just snapping, you know, quick temper. People just angry, taking anger out on others. You know, just disclose everything. When asked by council members in February about gang membership and the number of specific gangs in Jackson, Davis did not release that information, citing investigative concerns. Well, that's the truth. He did, however, tell the city's law enforcement ad hoc committee that the city had a gang problem and his department has a 6-officer gang unit to help with these investigations. During your side, discovered more details about the prevalence of gang activity in Jackson from a grant application submitted 2 years ago, drafted by city leaders with information that had not been disclosed publicly either. And the document drafted in 2019 aimed to target gangs through prevention and prosecution efforts. But that's important to try to prevent. To do that, city officials had to define the issue, saying street gangs are a significant part of the crime problem in Jackson. Gangs are actively involved in drug distribution, weapons, and a wide range of violent activities. So then there's a picture of the application. And the city said that the DEA identified more than 250 confirmed senior-level gang members in the Jackson area alone. I wouldn't be surprised if there were more than Hines County Sheriff Tyree Jones. It just goes to show that the presence of gangs is here. Is it going anywhere? No. Even so, gang affiliations aren't what they once were 20 years ago, he said. You don't have a bunch of guys going out with blue and black or red and black committing crimes and saying, this is a black gangster disciple crime. This is a white sword crime. That's not the way that goes because just like I said, you have rival gangs at particular times. Right now, they are going out committing crimes together. That's only to get money to make profit. That's a good point, what the sheriff said, Jones said. The bottom line, Green. So, if street hustlers can come together, people from different parties should be able to come together. I'm just saying. Jones said inmates incarcerated within the Ramsey Detention Center are asked for their gang affiliation, and most give that information to deputies for a good reason. Then we're not in a position to put them where their personal well-being can't be compromised due to rival gangs or rival activities within the facility, Jones added. The city's application said at least 1,200 people in the city area are believed to have some degree of gang affiliation. The most prevalent ones here are the Black Gangster Disciples, Vice Lords, according to the application. It also outlined details of an anti-gang initiative that will identify and reach out to hundreds of at-risk children before gang members could target the worst gang leaders in the city and eliminating witness intimidation from cases brought by the Hinds County District Attorney. Something particularly troubling to Mississippi Bureau of Narcotics Director Colonel Stephen Maxwell, which you all heard. That tells you that there is a degree of difficulty in prosecuting individuals involved in these crimes for gang members, and that is prima facie, right? Is that how you pronounce it? And leaders in the city know it, Maxwell said. Since he's been in office, Lumumba has consistently downplayed the prevalence of gang-related activities, saying on more than one occasion that it's not the biggest factor behind violent crime. A lot is domestic violence, and a lot are also people that just walking around with mental health issues that, need more social workers and more psychologists and psychiatrists and behavioral centers to help out. Because one thing, there are a lot of mentally unstable people out there. Okay, so the article goes on to say, I'm not saying that we don't have some level of gang activity in the city, the member told WLBT on July 17, 2019. I would just say that is anecdotal to me right now, and I don't have the data to support that. 2 weeks later, Lumumba did have data supporting the significance of gang activity in Jackson, supplying it to get money for the federal government for JPD. Perhaps Lumumba didn't know about the information we talked to WFBT a few weeks earlier. However, he also did it again several months later in response to comments made by then-Governor Phil Bryant. Shout out to the Bryants also. Hello, hello. Gangs not only take lives within correctional facilities, but on the streets of Jackson. Bryant said during a January 6, 2020 press conference. Lumumba responded 4 days later. When people say, well, there's gang activity in the prison, and there's gang activity on the streets of Jackson, with no information to support it, shows my number of things. I don't think that those type of sound bites are productive to the overall goal. Lumumba said instead, try calling the mayor and saying, well, mayor, I think that we might have a gang problem, right? And once you say that, then we can dive into the cases, into what the cases indicate. But when you decide to hold a press conference, no evidence to support it, and just share what's on your mind, right, and that doesn't help us. This is what you all just heard on audio. 2 months later, the federal government approved the city of Jackson's grant, sending more than $70,000 to the city's police department. Then U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst congratulated the city on Twitter, saying money would combat gangs and violent crime, even quoting the city's application, underscoring how much gang activity contributes to the city's crime picture. The same day in an interview with the Jackson Free Press, Lumumba questioned where that quote came from, even though he approved it in the application months earlier. The mayor told WLBT, his remarks are not examples of mixed messaging, and he stands by every comment he's ever made on the issue. You must remember he is an attorney also. And some things he just cannot say legally. And many things we have to be careful with saying. But it's important for us to be vocal. But it's important also to be careful. Yes, I know some people are probably saying, Pastor, you talk so much. But yeah, I'm mindful of what I say also. I've never said or indicated that we don't have the presence of gangs in Jackson. What I said is that the information that was provided is that the prevalent cause of murders within our city were not necessarily gang associated. That doesn't mean that there aren't any murders that are related to that. It doesn't mean that it is not a threat that we want to eliminate within our community, Lumumba said on December 20th. Thuriaside then asked why Lumumba told the press there was no information to support gang activity on the streets of Jackson shortly after Bryant's statement in 2020. What you were referring to is that at the time where the comments addressing all the problems that were taking place at Parchment, it was reflected to say, well, the prisons have gangs. So does Jackson, right? And so Jackson often becomes that punching bag that when we don't want to directly deal with something, we find a way to do our signal calling, just saying, let's mention Jackson, and you'll be able to avoid the pressure on this issue. Lumumba told Jackson Free Press it last March the purpose of the grant was equipment for the police department. That's all this is. The city's application indicates the anti-gang initiative outlined more than that, such as targeting 250 at-risk children and mentoring them through other grants that will be used to hire personnel, including a juvenile outreach coordinator. During this, I reached out to JPD to find out how successful that initiative has been since its first mention nearly 2 years ago. Neither spokesperson Sam Brown nor the project director and grant writer for JPD, Juan Gray, responded. Instead of providing any questions, Chief Davis' assistant Gilda Coleman said she would submit public records requests to the city to request that information. But that is real important to have that initiative and to also target 250 at-risk children. And we definitely need more youth centers and also adult centers in the city and within the city limits of the city of Jackson. We also need more family-based businesses, entertainment facilities, movie theaters, family fun establishments, bowling alleys, activity centers. We need more of those type of businesses and in the city that can help the community and parents and educators and also help prevent and intervene so much that is going on. A big shout out to Kenny Stokes, who I didn't see in that story, and he is a big proponent on stopping this violence and getting a curfew again to help the community, parents, the city manage what is going on and to see what exactly is happening in the city. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I think, okay, well, the curfew, well, curfews will help. But I used to think with kids that need to go where they need to go to work, practice, they know. But once you think about it, some parents do need assistance in trying to manage their kids. And also law enforcement need to be really strict on them when they catch the ones that supposed to obey the curfew, send them straight to their house. Send them straight to the house. You know, don't just warn them. But curfew started at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Need to be in. And, you know, JPD, law enforcement, need to let them know we're serious. You know, when we do get a curfew again, we're dealing with a pandemic, too. I mean, why? So I just wanted to share that historic conversation I'm solo now. Kick and look at the studio screen, see if any callers may in. But we will continue on and talk about COVID and travel. Again, sending our condolences to the Betty White family and fellow fans like myself. Such a smart woman. I've loved her since I was a little bitty girl. Loved her. I guess I became a fan when she was at the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And I was a little girl. I used to watch Mary Tyler Moore Show. But such a smart woman. So smart. I mean, she was one of the first women to produce and direct her own shows in the 50s. That's amazing. Right there. That's history right there for women. So let me head back to the screen. So I just want to share that for conversation, a discussion point. So we can, because we do talk about it sometimes, on the show, and callers do call in and talk about what we can do. And we have had police expert, my friend Juan Cloy, on many times, community policing in effective ways for police departments to work with the community.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Yes, tax time again. So be careful about identity theft. Be careful. And definitely ask IRS anything you need to know. IRS are strict about identity theft. So there are a lot of breaking stories. And I see one story, Drew Peterson has asked the judge to toss out his murder conviction. Rapper Kodak Black arrested in South Florida on trespassing charges. Classic BlackBerry devices to stop working normally on January 4th. I still have a BlackBerry. I pretty much refer to it for like contact numbers that I still might need. So classic BlackBerry devices stopped working normally on January 4th. The original announcement that BlackBerry would be discontinuing its phone service was made in September of 2020. And this story is by Calhoun Rothenblatt for NBC News. BlackBerry discontinued service for its classic devices on January 4th. The company reminded users in a statement. Posted on December 22nd, BlackBerry reminded users of the impending shutdown of legacy services for the phone. As a reminder, the legacy services were BlackBerry and earlier BlackBerry 10 software, BlackBerry Playbook, and earlier versions will no longer be available for January 2nd, after January 4th, 22. The statement reads, the shutdown means that the phones are no longer reliably function for data, phone calls, SMS, and 911 functionality, according to the company. The original announcement my screen blew up on me. The original announcement that BlackBerry, which has transitioned away from phones to software companies that focuses on providing intelligent security software and services to enterprises and governments, will be discontinuing its phone service, was made in September 2020. BlackBerry phones were once a status symbol among celebrities and CEOs alike and permeated many facets of pop culture. The brand peaked in 2012, but as technology moved away from the external keyboard, of the BlackBerry and toward the full screen of the smartphone, so too did pop culture. So, if you have a BlackBerry, if you didn't know, now you know that the classic device services will okay, so I did not realize that the call had dropped. So I did locate the article that I wanted to refer to. So I am back and I can about that. Yay. I don't know when the call dropped or when you all couldn't hear me anymore. But falsely agreed hospitalization figures. Are better with the Omicron than case count. Richard Lasham. The U.S.'s top medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is joining a growing body of experts who say hospitalization figures form a better guide to the severity of the Omicron coronavirus variant than the traditional case count of new infections, referring to the Omicron surge in the U.S. as a tsunami. Fauci also cautioned the public not to be by preliminary data suggesting the variant lacks the severity of early COVID-19 variants such as Delta. You have a virus that looks like it might be less severe from data we've gathered from South Africa, the UK, and even some from preliminary data from here in the US, he told CNN State of the Union. It's very interesting, somewhat complicated issue. So many people are getting infected at the net amount. The total amount of people that will require hospitalization might be up. We can't be complacent in these reports. We're still going to get a lot of hospitalizations. What is sad, and I pray to stay good health, pray I don't have to go to the hospital for anything, because people that are losing their lives because COVID are becoming sick, girl. Because they're not able to get in a room or get a bed or get properly treated. So lesson learned to many of us also. I know many of us have made New Year's resolutions to take the best care that we can of our temples, of our bodies, and do our best not to get sick, not to get injured, because it's so sad, the stories of people that have lost their lives because they were on a waiting list to get a bed, to get properly treated. Hospitals marked could not take them because of COVID. So sad. On ABC this week, and see, he's usually the first guest on ABC this week. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was asked if it was time to focus less on just the case count, which has soared close to 500,000 reported new daily infections. A number of experts have questioned if such reports cause unnecessary worry and suggest deaths and hospitalization data should better inform mitigation efforts. The answer is overall yes. Fauci said, this is particularly relevant if you're having an infection that's much more asymptomatic and minimally symptomatic, particularly in people who are vaccinated and boosted. The real bottom line that you want to be concerned about is we are getting protected by the vaccines from severe disease leading to hospitalization. The Biden administration has made improving vaccination rates a priority, but concedes progress is slower than it would like. Fewer than 25% of U.S. children are vaccinated. Pediatric hospital admissions are surging, and nationally only 62% of eligible residents are fully vaccinated, with barely a third receiving a booster. Okay, so you are considered fully vaccinated if you've had two. I need my third, my booster. So I didn't know since we have the booster now if it has been changed to, excuse me, I'm yawning, to being fully vaccinated if you have your booster. I need to see my doctor. So big shout out to Dr. Quinn, Quinn Healthcare. Yes. I need to see my doctor first before I get my third booster, and he might provide the booster when I go there. I'm still very concerned about the tens of millions of people who are not vaccinated at all, because even though many of them are going to get asymptomatic and mildly symptomatic, a fair number of them are going to get severe disease. Surging infection rates, Fauci told CNN, will likely cause disruption to everyday life, already evidenced in pressure on healthcare in several states and other areas such as education and public transport. A number of universities and school districts will begin 2022 online in New York City. Several subway lines have been suspended through staff shortages. Fauci said those concerns contributed to the decision by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, last week to reduce the recommended isolation period for those who were tested positive but are asymptomatic from 10 days to 5. I'm concerned about that right there. You're certainly going to see stresses on the system being people in any kind of jobs, particularly critical jobs. To keep society functioning normally, we already know there are reports. I don't know why the sleep angel is coming down on me. We already know there are reports from fire departments, from police departments in different cities that sometimes 30% of the people are ill. The CDC is trying to get a position where people without symptoms who are infected, that you can get them back to work a little bit earlier if they remain without symptoms. But he rejected criticism that the change was sparked by economic pressure rather than science. In the second half of a 10-day period, which would normally be a 10-day isolation period, the likelihood of transmissibility is considerably lower, he said. For that reason, the CDC made a judgment that it would be relatively low risk to get people out. You're right. People are concerned about why not test people at that time. I myself feel that reasonable to do. I believe that the CDC soon will be coming out with more clarification of that, since it obviously has generated a number of questions about the five-day period. I mean, 5 days with COVID? I mean, you need more than 5 days when you're getting over a cold or the flu or stomach virus. The new mayor of New York, Eric Adams, said he thought the city was doing an amazing job of reacting to the shift and challenges of the pandemic, including transportation issues and having one-fifth of police out sick. We are pivoting based on where the urgency is located. We're not taking it one size fits all. We're thinking about it and making the right moves and decisions, he told ABC. I was my police commissioner. We have 20% sick rate, but now we have officers coming back after 5 days. But we can't live through variants. We spent 11 10 on COVID, and we don't have another 11. So our lives can't be based on what's the new variant. No, we have to figure out how do we adjust. I say to those who are not vaccinated, stop it. It's time to get vaccinated. It's time to have the booster shots. You're endangering yourself. You're endangering the public and family as well. Well, there are people that are saying that I mean, I know people. My Terry, he just wants to study more, but I know people that say they definitely are not getting the vaccine, and no one in their household. I personally know people, but they do practice the guidelines. So vax or unvax is very important. So the COVID-19, I'm looking at another article about cruise ships. COVID-19 outbreak ends cruise. And this is just from 37 minutes ago, story about a cruise line. The German operator of a cruise ship that's been stuck in Lisbon port due to an outbreak of the coronavirus among its crew pulled the plug on the voyage on Sunday, January the 2nd, that's today, after some passengers tested positive, port authorities said. Let's see if I can get that audio. You hear the sound of passengers. Passengers are like chilling. So some churches also have discontinued their services. Okay, my call had dropped as I provided information regarding shelters in the Jackson, Mississippi area where we have freezing weather that's beginning now after having almost 2 weeks of spring-like weather. I would go over the shelters that are open today and early tomorrow. Shelters for the Homeless in Jackson, Mississippi. Wingard Home, 1279 Northwest Street, Jackson, 601-906-1976. Wingard Home, 1279 Northwest Street, 601-906-1976. Gateway Rescue Mission Homeless Shelter, 410 South Gallatin Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 601-944-0409. 410 South Gallatin Street, Jackson, 601-944-0409. Closed now, it says. Opens tomorrow at 9. But because it's so cold, some of these places that it says they're closed, they might be open. You know, you can check. HMIS United to End Homeless, 50 River Place, Jackson. 601-960-0557. That doesn't say if they're open or closed. So you can check with them. Gateway Rescue Mission, that's the thrift store. 328 South Galveston Street, 601-353-5864, opens at 7:30. Salvation Army Center of Hope Shelter, 110 Presto Lane, Jackson, 601-982-1828, opens tomorrow at 9, 601-982-1828. Billy Broomfield Men's Shelter, 1244 South Galveston Street, Jackson, 39201, closes at 9 p.m., so definitely can get there. You know, get there before they close and get there before they're packed. 601-948-2864. Matt's House Women's Shelter, 343 Adele Street, Jackson, Mississippi, opens at 9 a.m., but you know, you can try. They might be open since the freezing weather is beginning now. 601-948-2873. MUTEH Incorporated, 201 West Capitol Street, Suite 800. Opens at 8 in the morning, 601-960-0557. 601-960-0557. Stew Pot. Shout out to Stew Pot. Stew Pot Community Service, 1010 West Capitol Street, Mississippi, 39203. We'll open tomorrow morning at 9. But you might can go by there, you know, you never know because it's cold today. It's cold now. 601-948-2795. 601-948-2795. Gateway Rescue Mission Community Services, nonprofit, 1204 First Avenue, Jefferson, Mississippi, 39203, opens at 9, 601-960-3025, 601-960-3025. Stupa Opportunity Center, homeless shelter, opens tomorrow at 6 a.m. I think they were on the news. They're trying to help people get in the shelter or at least accept blankets to stay warm. They decide to stay out in the weather. Number 601-949-3540. 601-949-3540. Again, Stew Pot, 1100 West Capitol Street. Open tomorrow at 9, 601-353-2759. There's Gateway Rescue Mission Thrift Store in Pearl. That's a thrift store. It opens in on Tuesday, 601-932-1668. Youth Villages Adoption Services, Community Services, 805 South Wheatley Street, Suite 240, Ridgeland, Mississippi, 601-572-3700. Christians Action, 2025 North Sidewell Road, Jackson, 39212, 601-346, 7119. Catholic Charities, 850 East River Place, Jackson, Mississippi, 39202, opens at 8:30 tomorrow, 601-8634. Jackson City Family and Youth, 350 West Woodrow Wilson, Suite 311B, opens tomorrow at 8, 601-960-0335. Okay, those are some information you can, those are some shelters that you can contact regarding helping the homeless or someone you want to help, or if you want to drop donations at these shelters because they need, you know, a lot of things. So that's one thing that the shelters I've seen on the news mentioned that they need help, blankets and gloves and coats and stuff like that if you are interested in donating. So here's another reminder, the same reminder about the mask.
This is a message from the CDC. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more.
Okay. So, coronavirus, COVID-19 helpful info. COVID-19 has limited where and when you can travel. The United States Department and CDC have advice on where and how you can travel safely. COVID-19, are airlines paying for people to stay at their hotels that cancel flights? I tried to research the info, didn't get much. You can't assume it, but I'm just wondering, people that have nowhere to go, are they comfortable in hotel rooms? I'm sure hotels are partnering up with the airlines. I just know that. Travel advisories. Let's see what the travel advisories say. Travel advisories on travel.state.gov, U.S. Department of State Bureau of Consular Affairs. Good to go to that website. It's a lot of vital information there. Conditions can change rapidly in any country at any time. So all I would say is go to that website so you can know what's going on. Yes, go to that website. So tonight is a big game. Packers and the Vikings. I've already made my prediction in the Super Bowl, Cowboys and the Packers. But let's see what happens tonight, too. Let's see. But that's my prediction. I just wanted to put that out there. I think I put it out there the other night during the last show. So I'm just putting it out there. Resolutions. Are you all sticking to your resolutions? I know it's day two. I am writing out my goals. I've already written them out in my New Year's resolutions, but I'm following them. Mine is all about organization. The month of January, focusing on self-improvement. Definitely managing finances, looking at all expenses, finances, goals of earning money, making doctor's appointments, self-improvement, self-care. My January is all about that. Making my doctor's appointments. Making note of finances, expenses, bills. Handling business. Effectively networking. Community. Big shout out to Michael Stevenson Jr., member of the James Franco group and that co-hosted last Monday. And he's a singer. I can't wait. Next time he come on the show, he can sing for us. He discussed how improving relationships. So important. So important for us to work on our friendships and relationships, personal and business. So important. So you can do it. Good Morning America had a good discussion yesterday where they had like a dream team talking about setting goals and how it's important to, break them down. Break them down. Not try to take the whole enchilada, but break them down into small segments. Make small accomplishments. Definitely reading more. I'm an avid reader, but I haven't been reading the way I should. And I love to research, so reading more. Writing more songs, writing more poetry. Designing, everything that my late mom used to talk to me about, God, gifted talents, and things that I like to be formally educated on, I am diving into. I am taking back my personal power, as so many of us should be doing. You know, taking back our personal power. When we take back our personal powers, it improves the way we interact with others. It improves our self-confidence and our self-esteem. These past 2 years, like Michael kept mentioning on last Monday, caused a lot of reflection. Many of us have really reflected and know, if we don't know what's important, we're getting close to knowing what's important. Right? I believe it's important. I do believe it's going to get better. Got to get better with this COVID. Got to get better. I do believe it will. Something else we have learned too. It does seem to get worse in the colder months. That's something that researchers noticed 2 years ago, but they wanted to see that was factual. So we all see that. But let's pray that, like all other plagues in history, that the way they show up, they disappear. So prayerfully, it will go away the way it has appeared in our lives and cause us to live a new normal and lose so many people. A former, Kathy Manning, former Miss Mississippi, I believe 1984. She was first runner-up for Miss America, passed away from COVID, lived in Tennessee, passed away from COVID. Again, sending up prayers to my beloved friend, longtime friend. We plan to work on music, and this year's the year to work on music together. DJ Slam, he's at the hospital now, his daughter. She's been in hospital ICU, matter of fact, for a few months. So praying he has some good news for us regarding his daughter, because so many people have beat it after being hospitalized for so many months. So definitely praying. So let's take care of our bodies. I'm listening to what I'm saying. Let's take care of our bodies, our immune system. Let's take care of each other. Let's be mindful and take care of ourselves. Social distance when can. Sanitize. We all have time we can make to focus on our goals and new goals, reset goals, and on resolutions. Even though they say they're not been set in the resolutions, I mean, you know, you just like to reset daily or weekly or monthly. You know, that's important. It's important we all reset and set ourselves to new habits. Replace bad habits with new habits. Speaking from the top of my dome, speaking from the heart, can pull out the Bible, start praying so we can take a moment of silence and pray right now. Okay. It's amazing what that moment of silence can do. It is amazing. I thank you so much for tuning in to the Sunday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm looking forward to the amazing guests that will be visiting the show this year in 2022, and for friends of the show that will revisit, and former guest hosts, and Cousin Linda, I'm sure, will return real soon. But looking forward for them playing amazing music by some amazing artists that I network with and deal with, even sharing my own poetry and work. This is going to be, it's starting off crazy with this COVID, but we got to keep our heads up and stay focused and keep ourselves together. And just live life to the fullest. It's harder, it's easier said than done. So, like our late mom used to say, never, never give up. You know, we might give out, but we cannot give up. The president even said that on Friday night. You know, we cannot give up. We got to keep at it. We got to. But again, thank you, worldwide listeners, for your love, for your support. Those of you that have been with the show since the beginning, since it was created by me in March 2011, thank you. The 11th birthday coming up in March, in a couple months. Unbelievable. Yay, thank you, blogtalkradio.com, also for encouraging me to keep on. Not that I was ever thinking to discontinue, just that situations will happen and I will go on hiatus and things of that sort. So I appreciate you all for been an amazing listening community and so supportive and encouraging. And getting the show, just back to the original concept, but with more icing on the cake. Because when I say worldwide, the top five countries, of course, U.S., U.K., Finland, France, and Germany. Those are the top five listening countries. But also the UK and Australia, Kenya, Islanders, Korea, China. Seriously, Egypt. Listeners in Morocco and Cairo. Thank you so much. Thank you for the listeners right here in my native Jackson in Mississippi, in Texas, my friends in Oklahoma, those in Minneapolis, California, Mid-America, East Coast, West Coast, everywhere. Thank you so much, Canada. Thank you also to the ministries that pray with me and for me and for everyone that pray with me and ask for my prayers and believe in my prayers. Thank you. Email me at kultreshokent_beth@yahoo.com. kultreshokent_beth@yahoo.com. I thank you for effectively networking with me, Bethany Williams, Beth Avon lady. Big shout out to Terry, my Terry and his family in Simpson County. Thank you all for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers. Terry and I appreciate your prayers as we both deal with things individually and also as a unit, but individually. You know, we thank you. and together we thank you. Because we always, regardless of what happens, we will always be together in friendship. And that's one thing I love about T.D. Jakes. He always talks about friendship in the foundation with he and his wife, you know. And one of my friends has been asking me questions about a relationship he's in and or would like to be in. And I talk about, well, you know, friendship is important to you. So, you know, you always have to, you know, keep that in mind. And newlyweds and people have been married 80 years. I love to ask people the secret to their relationships or to enter their marriages, been successful. And I always hear they married their friend or they're with their friend. Yeah. So, take a good deep breath. So again, appreciative of your support and your love. Any donations can go to Cash App, Beth Be True, B-E-T-H, Be True, B-T-R-U, Culture Shock, K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K, and PayPal, Beth Williams, B-E-T-H-W-M-S, Entrepreneur. Thank you also for visiting my Avon online store at avon.com/rep store/bestbeautystyle. Big shout out to my Avon coaches and the account executive also of Mississippi and other southern states, Mala Gross and Carlos Garcia and Evelyn Smith and the worldwide Avon community, the amazing people that teach us in Avon University and teach the webinars, the amazing trainers and L&D development. Thank you also, Blog Talk Radio. I took advice and got new, that you all share with us, the host of podcasts in the community. I took advice and got the headset that you all, one of the headsets that you all recommended, mic kit. So thank you all. You all definitely give me feedback on sound quality. I like to listen to the podcast afterwards also. So this is the schedule of the 2-hour show. It's almost time to conclude. I will play Happy New Year again and the PSAs, and we'll close out with a final remark until tomorrow. Now it's Sunday afternoons, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And also my sister podcast from this right here at Blog Talk Radio, called Image Mechanisms, is coming back. And so many people like it. I didn't realize you all really liked Image Mechanisms. But thank you all for liking it. And when I shared it, it would be off a hiatus soon. Many people liked it. So thank you all for your support. And thank you for accepting my support also in my prayers. So Ole Miss did not win the Sugar Bowl, but Baylor won, the Baylor Bears, in New Orleans on last night. But Jackson State and Ole Miss and many other schools here in Mississippi that went all the way and maybe did not succeed, you all have done a great job. Had an awesome season. Nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, the Sugar Bowl, that's a big deal. Celebration Bowl, that's a big deal. So like Coach Prime said, next year we'll be back. And Ole Miss, next year you'll be back. But you all had awesome full years, full football season, and were successful. Maybe did not come back with the W, but you represented well. And that's what's important. You weren't at home watching the game. You were playing the game. So that's important. So you did go there. Very important. Shout out to my LinkedIn friends and Twitter friends. I'm reading a book. I have some amazing Twitter friends. I have some amazing social media friends, period. But Twitter friends, they've been doing some things. My LinkedIn friends, I only been on Instagram with my Avon business because I've only been using my laptop. So that's the only Instagram. I haven't been doing the Being Beth Terry Life Instagram or the Beth Entrepreneur. I've only been doing Image Mechanisms Beauty, my IG for Avon. So that's where you can find me if you're looking for me on Instagram. And I've mainly been doing Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and some IG. I will resume writing blogs soon, not just posting. My blog page is bethentrepreneur.tumblr.com on Tumblr, you know, Tumblr site. And also, been thinking about resuming my blogging at Bleacher Report on sports. But I don't know. I won't resume that yet, but it will happen this year. I'm gonna write some songs and write some poetries and work on some initiatives. Update this initiative program. Well, really, my vision for a nonprofit. I'm gonna go ahead and finish that and get my work on my nonprofit. Also, on some other things. But it's important not to spread yourself thin. I'm focusing on my goals and my resolutions. I'm just giving you all. Remember when I used to do the Getting to Know You segment? I guess this is similar to that. I'm just doing a little Getting to Know Me segment until it's time to conclude the program, which will end. The live streaming is going to end in about 11 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and conclude in 11 minutes. So I know many people still like that Getting to Know You segment. So just doing a little bit of that sharing of what I'm envisioning for the podcast this year. Again, you all get in touch with Bob Ford, regarding his event coming up. And those of you that love golf, I grew up around uncles, cousins, friends. Even had an ex that taught me golf, you know, and the golf lessons went when we dismantled. So, but those of you that love golf, get in touch with him. He has great visions for bringing some things to the city of Jackson. He's done a lot outside of Jackson, but he's training kids and he educates young guys, young gentlemen, on dressing for success. But then also he teaches young people, not just adults, but young people, on how to learn the game of golf at an early age. And like I said, I grew up watching my uncles and teachers, neighbors, friends, been avid golfers. And I've been, I've enjoyed golf, you know, enjoy watching golf and so on. And then you all know how I feel about Tiger Woods. I'm one of his super supporters. Remember when my friend Reggie Roughneck used to come on? speaking of golf and speaking of Tiger Woods, big shout out to him and his son also. As they partner in the world of golf, and Dad Tiger is now part-time, and he's passing the torch, I guess, on to his son. So that's beautiful. It's beautiful to see. And I know it's very encouraging to a lot of dads out there, you know. Yes, indeed. So really appreciate you. Thank you again. Remember, you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So let's not fail to plan. Let's plan. I'm talking to myself. Like I said, one of my instructors used to say that often, Mrs. Jerry Roberts at Hines Community College, back when I was studying fashion merchandising, retail management, for an AS degree in sales and marketing. Technology. And she was once a buyer for, at the time, McRae's, and then she became a teacher. Instructor at Hines Community College. I need to follow up and find out where is she. But she would always tell us, you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so true, so true. But I thank you. Here's Happy New Year and the CDC and the RS message. And shout out to all my loved ones and family. And those of you like me that have been missing loved ones, my mom, aunts, uncles, friends, cousins, former coworkers that are in heaven this past holiday season, this new year, I feel you. My prayers are with you. And thank you for your love and your prayers and your support also. Let's make 2022, though, a happening year. In the midst of everything, let's make it a happening year. A year we take care of ourselves and each other. A year where we make money. A year where we take care of our communities. A year where we make a difference. And those that are already making a difference, continue making a difference. So important. Thank you. there, OTAP. You called just in time. The live stream is ending in 3 minutes.
Oh yeah, it's about to end. How have you been?
Yeah, so we were literally, because I was preparing to conclude the show. I was going to come back one more time and then end the show. And then I seen your call. So the live stream is going to stop in about 3 minutes, and then we will have maybe about 10 minutes to talk.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you were able to get in.
Thank you. I snuck in
call.
Before the shutdown.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how are you and the fam?
I'm okay. Family's doing okay. We caught a movie yesterday and maybe one more tonight. But we've also been doing some studies.
Which
and
movie?
I wanted to do more. Hold on. My son remembers the name. I fell asleep in the middle. What was that thing we watched last night? A movie. It was a documentary series about conspiracies.
Oh.
Called Conspiracies, and it shows arguments for and against for example, Pearl Harbor. One argument, set of arguments actually say that our president knew about it. A few other arguments say that our president didn't know about it, but really, you know, calm, rational discussions as opposed to, you know, firestorms of hate and negative arguments and that kind of stuff. So we had a good time. Then there was one about Ireland. A bomb went off a while ago and killed a lot of people. And there's one argument that says that it was allowed to occur by the British government in order to stoke up some drama. Mm-hmm. Then another side is saying, no, it wasn't. But it was like almost like a debate presented by a voiceover actor who was showing all sides. But for the most part, lots of what they call the conspiracies seem to have some real logic and truth behind them, you know, so it was interesting. And I feel the same way about conservatives and liberals, that there needs to be a bit more calm talking and less hostility, even if some sides have the right to be hostile. There has to be some more maturity. And the same with Muslims, Christians, atheists, the same with so-called black, white people, rich, poor. If we don't start talking more rationally, I think we're going to lose, because the planet seems to be headed in not too cool a direction, you know. So, yeah, but we can do it in 2022.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I was under impression you all had gone to the movie theater. So where did you watch the movie?
I think it was on Netflix. Either Netflix or Amazon Prime. No plug for them, by the way. So, yeah, it's not an ad for them. It just happened that they have a decent cost. But you could find... Yeah, you could find some of these
movies on some
of the websites.
Hey, you never know. You never know. Netflix might decide to sponsor your podcast and mine.
Yeah,
Netflix
that'd be good.
Might decide to sponsor. I don't know. Shout out might be good.
You can send them the sound bite.
Right.
See what happens, you know.
So what film is tonight?
Tonight, I'm not sure yet. I'm more of a sci-fi person, martial arts and sci-fi. Here's the oddity, and this might sound odd. I don't, even though I'm into black culture, I don't like watching black movies. The main reason is it hits my heart so hard when we get killed off and go through pain. We go through that in the real world. So I rather see other ethnic groups, you know, getting blown up and having drama. So I'm like, yeah. That's a bit wrong of me, but, you know, we go through enough. I'm like, yeah, let the white people go in space and, you know, get beat around. Black people, I start crying.
Yeah. Right. Other people have issues, too.
Yeah, you know.
Other people have issues, too.
More than us sometimes.
You sound like me. You know, you know I'm big on those motivational videos. And so, you know, those I am, those affirmation videos. So you know, on YouTube, and you watch this I am affirmations. I am beautiful. I am, you know, I am. So I, Rich King, I think that's the name. That's the YouTube channel. I was amazed. The I am video I watched this morning featured many people of color. And I'm like, oh, that is so amazing. You know, it was so amazing. I felt, you know, like you feel about watching the non-blacks go through problems and issues. I felt so good watching that I am to see people with the same skin tone, say many of them, you know, not just one here and one there. But I felt good seeing one of those I am videos showing people that look like me.
Yeah, and that's at your age. So imagine young children from pre-K to grade 12 who rarely ever see a positive black man as a teacher in their class, or who rarely ever see a principal that stands up for certain black issues, because you have a lot of black principals, but they often aren't into the black issues. They're kind of neutral in order to get by in the system. And when that child graduates, of course, they've already been conditioned to think, oh, black men can't be good teachers. Oh, I guess principals all have to be coonish in a way. Not all, by the way, but, you know, neutral. Oh, let's not talk about Black Lives Matter.
Right.
So, yeah, and they go through it. So by your age and my age, they wouldn't even be into our culture at all, period. You know, they want to assimilate. And it doesn't happen with us. You know, the assimilation, I don't think, is a process that has occurred yet. Other groups do, but we're the ones that are ostracized, typically, no matter what our linguistics are, how we walk, talk, and act. You know, we still have this scarlet letter that we walk around with, known as darker melanin. And, it leads to different problems. And I have a colleague who thinks that it's all in the mind. He thinks he's very spiritual, and he says, look, all you got to do is think positive. You know, so we have had great discussions about the virtues of hard work and pickets and boycotts versus just thinking positive. You know, it's interesting. When you talk to more people and see their perspectives, you get to understand a lot more of why people's actions are a certain way. Because when you understand their thinking, then you know, okay, that's why you vote this way. Or, okay, that's why you have this belief system. Or, okay, that's why you didn't think the January 6th insurrection was a big deal. Talking, dialogue, very important.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's been almost a year, too. That insurrection, oh, my God, I'm about to faint just thinking about it. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even realize I had heard rumors that they were going to be protesters, but I didn't think it was going to be any different than any other protest. And I think I went somewhere, and then I looked at the TV screen, and I looked at my phone, and I was just in shock. And I'm still in shock to today.
Yeah.
You know, Benny Thompson is a congressman from here in Mississippi. You know, he's a Mississippian congressperson. And so to have him leading this is amazing in itself also. So I watched him this morning on ABC this week, but that shocked many people. Liz Cheney was on ABC this week, this morning. She spoke after Benny Thompson, and she talked about how Ivanka even tried to stop it. You know, I'm just, my mouth is just dropping still. Were you surprised that something like this came about?
No, I wasn't surprised.
I remember back then, you remember, I know you remember those days, Phil Donahue, Geraldo Rivera, you can say they guest told or so. But yeah, in the 80s, you're right. In the 80s, before Oprah, Phil Donahue, and then Oprah even. So that's why she went away from those top type of shows. Remember when she went to Fourth Life and all of that? She stopped doing shows like that. I mean,
well, she said
Oprah
she thought she was.
And
she said she thought she was giving them a platform. She said she promised not to do any more shows where she had a white supremacist on, because she thought it was giving them a platform. But in reality, it's like putting a clown on camera. Most people with rational minds would look at those folks and see the clownish and see that they have no real foundation in logic, typically, You know, so it's odd that she stopped showing that. My thinking is maybe she wanted to be a bit more marketable and not as controversial, because for black people, if we're controversial, we don't get the same types of deals because we're considered troublemakers. But if we kind of just like a principal that doesn't bring up Black Lives Matter and doesn't bring up critical race theory, you know, the system is more likely to allow you to get the bigger checks. And I can't blame people for going for it because finance is crucial, but there have to be more people that say, you know what, the checks, the bigger checks don't matter as much as the principles and ethics. But, of course, you can't pay your rent and mortgage with principles and ethics, so there has to be a little balance because our community doesn't provide funds to the people that go out there and do the radio shows. We don't cut the checks. We buy the barbecue chicken and the sneakers and other things, but we don't put a dollar a month to say, look, okay, that person in this state is doing great work on radio. Okay, that one there is doing great work in martial arts. Okay, that one in Jamaica is doing this. We don't do that. And so you see what happens. A lot of the people compromise, or some of them actually eventually sell out. I say, you know what, okay, $2.5 million versus $22, put our money where our mouth is.
Literally, yes, yes. And you make me think of Tony Brown, Tony Brown's journal.
Oh, yeah.
He's a person that I know, and you probably know him since he's in New York, Manhattan and all. But Tony, an amazing mentor, but Tony Brown been always and still to this day believe in educating the people. And
yeah.
One reason why I decided to start doing Sunday afternoons is because I remember Mother and I loved to watch Tony Brown at 1 p.m. every Sunday on PBS.
And you remember Gil Noble,
Tony
I think,
Brown
was the same day.
Right.
Remember Gil Noble?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So Tony Brown, you remind me of Tony Brown. You know, it's about educating the people, our people, but definitely we're all each other's people, the general public. We all are brothers and sisters. So educating people about the truth of the world, the truth of our history, the truth of what we're going through now. I should be a billionaire because when I did meet Tony Brown in 91 here in Jackson, he told me about the Internet. And Bill Cosby was like his best friend, one of his best friends. But he told me about the Internet and about how the Internet was making all kind of millionaires back then in 91, 92, 93. I'm like, oh, my God, if sometimes people will listen to certain people, you would know. Because he told me then, he was like, you need to get in on this. And I did, you need to get in on doing business on the Internet.
But you jumped on a bit later, right?
Yeah, but a lot later, yeah.
Yeah.
But wow.
Yeah. Yeah, our community, unlike what he did to you, for you, which is commendable, by the way, people that know better don't often share the insights. I have family members that are involved in industries that I'm not an expert on, but they don't tell me some of the new investments or the new legal laws that passed in their industry. They keep it to themselves, and that's family. And then I have friends in similar situation. They may call on me. You probably experience this too for certain things, but they don't let me know when the big stuff is going on.
Right. Because I learned about a new social media site from a Facebook friend. And so when I did join, I was so shocked. The founder of this site just befriended me and started telling me everything about his vision. I may not have been on the front end, but I felt so honored to just be on like the front end of this new website, you know, social media site. So, sometimes it's good to find out about things at the end, but it's good to know things early on.
Yes, yeah, early adoption
people,
is important.
The same people that you're talking about, though, they expect you to tell them everything.
Oh, yeah.
And most of the time we do. And most of the time we do.
Of course. That's just how we are.
I'm involved with this. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved with this. I figured you would want to know, even if it's different from their industry, you might think, oh, I know I do sometimes. It might not be in a person's industry, but it might be something I think they would be interested in.
Yes.
You know,
actually, those types of people are close to the right-wing I shouldn't say conservatives, because not all conservatives are extremely right-wing, but they're closer to the Klan, meaning that the Klan and the Proud Boys have a very selfish, ignorant agenda, just what they can get, not how their interactions impact Native Indians, black people. No, it's just what can the white male and his woman get, right? Well, some of our black and brown people have a similar mindset. What can they take,
right,
using our skin tone as the calling card? Oh, I'm black and I represent a large group of black people. Can you do business with me? I am the gatekeeper. I am the one. And then they won't come back to their people, even close friends, and say, hey, listen, man, here's what's about to go down. They keep it secret. So the two groups work.
Yes.
Not necessarily on the phone talking to each other, but their tactics and strategies often hold back not only their family and friends, but the black and native communities in general. And we're more peaceful. We're more likely to just walk away from it. Meanwhile, the other side is more likely to do a January 6th or slap someone or drive a car into them. So our numbers are going to continue dwindling because we tend to be intelligent and peaceful and good looking. Yeah.
Now you sound like Obama. Now you're sounding like Obama.
No, it's true. When you see, you know, the Karens and all that, it's like, yikes. Hard on the eyes, man, at least be intelligent, you know, but we got the intelligence, we have the looks, we have the humor, and we have the logic, and we have the ethics side. The other side is often, often, not always, but often just aggressive and loud without any foundation other than, well, I want to do this because this is what we as white men and women want. It's really odd. Yeah, it's really odd. So we got 2022 here, and we'll see.
Right. And you make a good point about people working together because, you know, I talked about the topic today, the lead topic, is about the homicide rates across the country. And I'm in Jackson City, but we're leading per capita the most in violent crimes and murders. And I shared a story from a local NBC affiliate, and when he interviewed our county sheriff about gang activities, the sheriff said it's not about blue and black and red and black anymore. It's about, I mean, a lot of times they're working together, you know, to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about what you said about how, you know, churches work with different segments and gangs are working together. And after I shared that story, I said, well, why can't Republicans and Democrats work together? If gangs can work together, we should be able to work together.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I have a pretty controversial view on street gangs that are from the black and Afro-Latino communities, and I think that they learn their violence from looking at American history and British history. You know, Britain and America haven't been
teaching. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of cowboys and Indians and, the gangsters. And I guess that's who they do try to emulate gangster, the monster,
and
Scarface, I guess that's what they do try to be like.
Nino Brown, it's in the music videos, and what's so frustrating about it is these music videos and movies that are showing young black people as aggressive and extremely violent with the wrong group instead of that aggression
The live stream, the live streaming stopped, but it's just you and I talking now. You work with blood. Okay. So the live streaming did stop. See, I don't know why you didn't call earlier. Why you didn't call earlier?
I was talking to a conservative guy who was like you and I. He was willing to talk, and I thought, oh, interesting. So we spoke for about half hour. Similar to the way you and I talking, the difference is he supported January 6th and I don't. But we had a good talk. It was really civil.
Well, y'all should have called in. You should have had him call in. Y'all both should have called into the show. Well, I'm just wondering, do you know? You know, I'm conservative, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't support January 6th. But I don't support
January 6th. Okay. I got you. Yeah. That was wild. Yeah, he did. But see, that's why talking is important, because we see on so many issues.
I don't support January 6th.
Yeah.
And look, I'm conservative from a Democrat family, but you know, ever since I was a kid, I've always worked across the line, and I campaign openly for Democrat independence. And when I do finally run for an office in a couple of years, I'm debating if I should run as an independent and not as a conservative. But to be honest, so many of my Democratic friends and family, they're conservative. The Democrat, to me, I mean, like you had just mentioned, conservative views, conservative. If there was a taste test on politicians and people not know what party certain people belong to, some people would be so shocked who they would choose. You know, like a ketchup tasting.
Yeah. If you didn't see ketchup, the face and you didn't know the party and see
people
the face, you would vote for some strange people and think, oh, my God, I just
voted. Right.
Yeah.
Some people would really be surprised who they really would vote for.
Yeah.
And that's on both sides of the aisle.
The whole system would change if that were the case. They'd be like, God damn, I voted for a nigger.
Right. So, yeah, you and your friend should have called in, yes.
Yeah, he's a radio
when
host.
Do you think
I just met him tonight. He's doing it again Sunday.
Is he on Blog Talk Radio too?
Yeah, and see, I saw his thing first, and then I called him. I expected him to cut me off because most Republicans cut me off, but he allowed me to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, this is my best call in years. And I said, hey, man, I feel like you're doing great stuff, but we need to talk more, all of us. And then I called you.
We need to do a summer cast then. I said, you know, remember Ebony Empress? I know she's in the UK.
Yes.
I know she and I used to do our shows together.
Oh,
and her audience and my audience, and she would be in the UK. My late mother used to love that. Her show was strictly about relationships too. Mm-hmm. And so it would be amazing combining her audience and my audience. And, oh, it would just be so much fun. So hopefully I get to know that host, too. And yes, we need to have panel discussions.
Yes.
You know, roundtable discussions.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So you two had two different views. I can't believe he supports.
I think it was not a big deal. He said they weren't violent. You know, I didn't want to hit him too hard with the words. I said, well, what's interesting is that your side considers that as a good thing, but then you look down on Black Lives Matter. He said, well, you know, Black Lives were violent and this and that. So then I said, well, you realize Black Lives was also infiltrated agents that were using spray paint and egging on violence. He said, yeah, it happens with us too.
What's that other group name? What's that other group name? Antifa or
Antifa.
Whatever?
But Antifa, some of what they stand for makes sense, because if a group is slapping you and driving cars into you, Antifa is almost like the Black Panthers that say, well, if you drive a car into us, we're going to fight back.
Right.
So, yeah, that's some of what their argument is.
They're like, you slap one side of my face, I'm not going to turn the cheek. And I used to work for Mega Evers' brother, Charles Evers, who passed away last year, and his radio station, 90.1, community station. And he when he would have, like, sit-down talks with me and with others, he would say, my brother and I were like oil and water. He said, you're not going to slap my cheek and then think I take it and then expect me to turn my turn the other cheek to you.
The other cheek.
Except for my brother
again.
Megar. But Megar was, you know, all about, you know, love and nonviolence.
Nonviolence.
Yeah,
that's it,
but
wow.
Yeah, but Charles Evers, he tickled me when he said that. He said we were oil and water. He said you're not gonna slap my cheek and then I turn the other one to you.
Yeah. I think a lot of the nonviolence comes from people focusing only on some aspects of Jesus and Gandhi and not other aspects. And also we were taught on the plantation the nonviolence, because we were taught that that's what the slave Bible said. Because, you know, at first we only had the slave Bible. We had no Bible, and then we had the slave Bible in the Americas. We eventually got the other versions and the King James, you know, so we have been conditioned to not think that aggressive response. If someone breaks in your house, of course you should defend yourself, but if you're on the street and run into racists, then we'll just, slap me again. Some of us, not me now, but some of us. Yeah, I think we need to protect ourselves a lot more, you know. What happened to the show with Empress?
I know about a year ago she contacted me and invited me to a round table discussion with men and women. So I'm thinking about contacting her and asking her about coming off hiatus. all of us hosts get together and you know, and she's from the UK and then she shares so much what's going on in the UK, you know.
And maybe having a sister from Africa, too, because on the continent, they have some perspectives that are really interesting. Ghana or Nigeria or South Africa.
Right.
You know.
That would be awesome. And I know I have a lot of listeners, and I know you do, from Africa, from Kenya and in Morocco, too.
Yeah. I have a group with about 20,000 people in it. It's called Good Black News. It's on Facebook.
Yeah. I know. I think I'm in a couple of your groups. That's why when Michael asked me, do we know each other? Because I thought I recognized your voice when you called. And I said, I think we do.
In other forums. Yeah. I've been YouTube, Facebook, Wikipedia, doing a lot of stuff. Sometimes I do it under the Hotep or Hotep Kenyatta brand. Sometimes under Dr. Shaka Blacka. I have a few different names depending on sound.
Okay, because I know I recognize Otep Kenyatta. I know I recognize Otep Kenyatta, but I looked for Crush the System, but I couldn't find it.
Well, they blocked me.
I said to myself, you said that they had blocked you, but did you notice how we were cut off on Friday night? We had 15 more minutes because I scheduled the show for 120 minutes like I did today. And then right when we did the countdown, then the show was...
Yeah, that's true. It was,
the show ended. And we should have had, like when you called, we did have like 10, 15 more minutes, you and I talked. And it ended. I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Like 10, 15 more minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, I've also experienced being blocked by Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, Khan Academy, Wikipedia, Radio. There's,
Wikipedia?
Yeah, I've had a tough time. Yeah. They blocked me for 2 years, my IP address, and they wouldn't even let me make comments on the comments page too long. They would take them off within 2, 5, 10 minutes. And I wasn't doing anything illegal or immoral. I was just correcting some of the racism that was posted in articles. And they didn't like that. Twice.
I'm like Wikipedia. Because look, I'm like Wikipedia.
Well, their founder is very a racist guy. The founder of Wikipedia, I looked into him. He's an extremely hard, extremist, right-wing, racist guy. So therefore, the people that he allows to edit, because, you know, Wikipedia has various editors around the world, they tend to have that type of mindset. And the way I drop my linguistics, I guess they're very afraid of it. So, yeah, I've been blocked. The only one that hasn't blocked me is Instagram and Twitter. They haven't blocked me. So I don't even come up in certain Google
searches.
Yeah,
Instagram and Twitter, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Because when you say Wikipedia, I'm like, Wikipedia?
Wikipedia. Yeah.
Oh, man, I see, though. I see now, though. You're correcting them, but they want to provide the right information. I mean,
no,
my
they,
goodness.
No,
so
they should
they
want
hope.
To. They want to prevent. They
it
want
does.
To prevent the truth when it comes to black, true black history. They want certain images, visual, and certain textual concepts to be promoted. They don't want to get deeper into the white supremacy. And I do it in such a way that I don't curse them out and carry on. I just drop. Not that I can't get dramatic, but I know the rules, and I say, okay, I have to present this in the slave language, English language, in an eloquent way, calmly and rational, and they're more afraid of that than if I got street words, Ebonics on it. It's amazing. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, in a way I feel good. I'm like, okay, I must be doing something right, getting blocked by 90%. But I'm not the only one. A few people in my circle go through it also. I have a political candidate, and he always texts me, hey, yo, they blocked me again. You know, so, yeah, there are a few of us. We get beat down on social media, but we bounce back. That's why I use various names, pseudonyms, because I know various accounts with pseudonyms, they can shut down some, but they can't possibly shut down all. So I have different email accounts and pseudonyms, pen names, but once I call in, people know my voice. They're like, that sound like... You know, so I'm thinking of using a software to change my voice even, like James Bond, so that folks can't figure it out. See, my thing isn't really the fame. I don't need my name out there. I'm trying to get a message out there. So when they shut me down as Dr. Shaka Blaka, I come up as another name or as Hotep or as Kenyatta or as whatever. I have a lot of names. It's because it's not me for fame. If I wanted the fame, you know, I would do music. But I'm trying to reach the message. I don't need the credit. You know, it's like, okay, someone else gets the credit for the concept, but we save the planet or we save more people. And I think it's a good thing. Now, the downside is if you can't build that type of legacy with your name, you don't get to inherit for your children. You don't leave that legacy. You don't build consistency where they could say, oh, on this day he said A and now he's saying B. Oh, that's a growth. They don't see that, you know. So I'm just dropping little jewels all over. And unfortunately, sometimes people can't piece it together because they don't know it's the same person. I was on a call with Dr. Umar. Remember, you know Dr. Umar?
Yeah.
He's very popular. Yeah, and a woman wanted to invest in both of us.
I
and
know
so
what
he
you're
and
talking
I
about.
Were. Yeah, yeah. He and I were on the phone talking to the lady because she wanted to invest in him and then separately invest in me, you know. I never kept up with him after that initial scandal. You remember he got caught in a little scandal for a minute? And I didn't
right,
think
that's what I was
going to
mention.
Yeah. But he,
I thought you were talking about that
stuff.
One. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The little female situation at the hotel. But, you know, I think that we have to forgive, meaning George Washington and most of these founding fathers were racist, slave owners, most of them. America and the world still shows them respect. So whether it's O.J. or Dr. Cosby or Dr. Umar or, you know, what's his name is in a scandal too, from Zulu Nation, Afrika Bambaataa, et cetera, I think we should be able, we should be able to see whether or not the person's guilty isn't what I'm discussing. I mean, we should be able to differentiate between the philosopher and the sex, the guy with the sex side, or the athlete's accomplishments and the athlete possibly being violent at home. If we can't do that, then they can easily tear down all of our leaders because there's always going to be something, some little weakness. Somebody drinks a bit too much. Somebody slaps somebody a few times. Somebody is into men and not into women. Somebody is this. Somebody robbed a bank. Somebody da-da-da-da-da. So we have to say, look, wait, stop. We're going to deal with you on that other issue because you messed up, we think. And we'll look at the evidence. However, you're a great football player. We're not going to let them take your record away. Or you're a great mm-hmm. philanthropist. You've given millions to the black community. We're not going to let them take that away. You know, or you're a great speaker. You have fought for black people. Then you got busted smoking some crack or cocaine. We're not going to let them tear you down just because, you know, but we allow it to happen. I think because we have some very high ethics and moral standards, I think we might need to not loosen those up, but differentiate between the person's vices and the person's high level of accomplishment in uplifting us in other ways.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't say none of that when we go into McDonald's, the Chinese food, getting the Korean here. We don't get into none of what they did to us, but we want to hold people accountable. You know, once we straight and we have reparations and we have some power in the world and we have satellites in space and we have these Bloods, Crips, and all these gangs, no need for them because all the brothers and sisters have jobs or they have grants. Once we
right.
have all that straight, then we could look at, okay, now, since it's 10 of you that are great, you got busted selling coke and crack and doing this and that, so we can't have you no more. And you did, but we don't have that. We can't afford that right now. I think this is an all-hands-on-deck situation in order to survive right now.
But, and then you need to, and even though they might work, and I've never done anything illegal, but people that do operate their businesses like that, I mean, they're smart. Just apply
yeah.
it in a legal fashion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Apply
yeah.
it. So to me, I when I talk with people that have, you know, done illegal things and they ran, like, successful operations, I mean, it intrigued me, you know? And then there are people that, you know, that maybe like you mentioned Jay-Z, I mean, everybody knows he was a drug dealer in his early days. And look what he turned out to be, a successful billionaire
yeah.
businessman.
Yeah,
and
the white establishment
couple.
Didn't care. They didn't say, we're not going
right.
to work with you because you used to sell drugs. They didn't say that. We would have said that.
Right.
And he wouldn't be a billionaire
right.
now.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have a lot.
You're right.
Yeah,
if he had to work with, oh, you are definitely right. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Black people
would have
kicked him out to the curb.
Uh-huh, he wouldn't be, yes. Oh, my goodness,
no,
that's
doesn't
a good
mean,
point.
It does, that's
that bad thinking we're better than somebody mentality, too.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that what the person
about.
Does is being, it doesn't mean we co-sign. It doesn't mean we're saying, look, we agree with robbing people and selling the drugs on the street. No, it just means that we also disagree with that, but we also recognize your brilliance in accounting or your brilliance in martial arts or your brilliance for helping to identify ways to picket that are successful. On the other side, you got to address this XYZ that you're doing wrong because we think that's wrong, you know? Yeah, we need everybody on deck, you know, everybody. It won't happen, so which means we have to be even more open to the few that come to the table that want to work with us to help solve these problems, you know, unselfishly. So, yeah, we
right.
can get there. We can get there. Yeah. Let me give you also, you have a pen so I can, or anything, I could give you my email address also.
So you've been reading my
fact,
mind because when you and Michael couldn't hear me, I messaged Michael and told him to give you my email address and all my info. But the show had finished and I was thinking that before we conclude our discussion right now that we need
yeah.
to exchange our information. But
I think
yes,
we're
I
still
you know
on
I had
the
my
blog
pen and paper.
I think we're still on their portal, right? Meaning we still hooked up through the same line, which means it isn't being streamed, but Blog Talk is able to capture what we're saying.
Yes, they can hear us. I mean, you don't think I'm a rocket scientist to know that. We're not live on
yeah.
air, but
no, but they,
whoever
yeah,
man
they
in
got the line.
Whoever
yeah.
man in the portal, they can hear our discussion. But,
yeah,
you know,
true. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give it.
And that's of any company. Look, that's of any company. That's why I can't
yeah.
believe some of the things people do.
I know, right on the job. They have a right to all your
right.
email, all your phone calls. If they give you a phone, a cell phone, it's their phone. They can check the numbers. They
right.
can listen in. Yeah, yeah.
So surveillance, you know, surveillance everywhere. That's why I kind of say some people. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay,
yeah,
before we get disconnected. What?
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Spelled out, drcreator@yahoo.com. DrCreator, doctor, and then creator, CREATOR, @yahoo.com. Doctor, like if you go to the medical doctor, DocTor,
okay.
Doctor, like PhD, doctor.
Uh-huh.
And then creator.
Before you spelled it out, I did DR.
Oh, okay. Some people do that.
Okay.
In fact, I better get the DR also. I used to have it in case people spelled it wrong. I'm going to go in and see if I still can get DR creator. I had it years ago, but they may have taken it back. But it's doctor spelled out.
Because before you told me how it was spelled, I had wrote out DR.
DR creator,
that's why I asked you what thing. Go back.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like it. So it's DOC. Did you spell creator the way it's spelled, or is it?
Yes, but it's, doctor is spelled out, DOCTOR.
Oh, I just did doc.
Oh, you just did doc. No.
Doctor. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like doc.
Yeah.
Are you a doc?
Like, what's up, doc?
I have my degree in business. Okay, we're similar in that. Doctor, DOCTOR, creator,
yes.
CREATOR.
Yeah.
At yahoo.com. And Culture Shock, KULTURE, Shock. Mm-hmm. Well, you know how my show spelled. SHOKENT. _Beth@yahoo.com. KUL.
Yeah.
TURE SHOK.
SHOKENT _BETH.
Beth. @yahoo.com.
Like,
and then I'll give you my other one too. And then I give you my I give you my name instead of my Avon. Miss M.S. Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, C. Williams, gmail.com.
Okay. Oh, my autistic son is acting
up
with my wife. I'm going to catch him. He's trying to bite her. I'm going to email you once I come out of that room.
Well, it's good to know about your autistic son. I'm a big supporter in autism. I have friends.
Yeah, he also has brain cancer.
Is that son?
He's 10.
Okay.
Yeah, he has brain cancer.
And how old are the other kids?
Let's say 10, 16, 20, and 21.
Okay, I think you're a little younger than me, though. You talking about you're retiring soon, though? But I think you're a little younger than me. How old are you?
Yeah, I'll be 60 in a few years, but that's still retiring soon.
Oh, I'm 53. I'm 53.
So I'm older
I was
than
thinking you.
You
were probably about 46.
No,
I was
no,
thinking
I'm,
you were about 46.
Older. Oh, thanks. I wish I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you mentioned you were retiring in a few years, but look, some of my classmates are retired, and I tell them, because, you know, I've always loved politics, I'm like, well, you retired just in time to be part of my administration. I'm still working, so you are retired just in time to work some more.
Yeah.
In politics.
Awesome.
Look, like
you said,
pull them all together. Look, like you said, pull them all together.
Yes. Yes.
Put everybody together.
To.
Let's all work together.
Yeah.
We all work together.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, you know, there
are
millions of people working against us, so if we don't have that type of unity in mind, we're going to have a problem. People with billion-dollar budgets and 4,000 people working against DACA Americans and DACA humans, if we don't start coming together and putting aside a few differences – it's going to be impossible to put together all the puzzles and drama that they throw at us. You know, someone mm-hmm. might have one piece that helps to solve it. And that's why the communication, you know, is so important with two groups, with the white establishment and the people that are on the right-wing side, and with blacks of all types, so that we can come together. You know, we can use the intelligence gathered and say, hey, listen, you know, if they're looking at A, why don't we look at A plus B and start now, or maybe start in Brazil, and they won't expect this political movement, and then the Brazilians and the Afro-Latinos support us on this, and then we all go and support the African cause and then use that to support Australia. You know, that's the type of thinking we have to have. Mm-hmm. If we think secularly,
right.
Not secularly, selfishly, we'll lose, because one person will have 100 billion, and when the system is ready to take them out, they'll just say, oh, yeah, so-and-so was in a corner having sex with so-and-so, and it's over, done, okay, locked away, next, and they take all the person's intellectual property mm-hmm. and money. So you work hard to give right back to them, and then they just build up someone else, you know.
That's
right.
Really
tough. Yeah. But I'm going to check on him. Yeah. Oh, he came out. They brought him out here. Son, calm down, and I'll send you the email.
Yeah, please do, and I will be checking.
Okay, awesome. Great talking to you as usual.
Okay, thank you, and happy 2022 to your wife and family. Hello, and happy 2022.
Thank you. And tell Mike hi when you talk to
okay,
him, if you don't mind. Thanks.
Tell who?
Mike. Michael. You remember one of the callers?
Oh, yeah, Mike.
I sure will.
I talked with him earlier, and he was upset. He had told me he'd probably be asleep, but he was upset because he slept. He was going to call Friday night, and I told him you had called. And
okay.
he was really upset, too, because – but he told me, he said I might be asleep because I had told him we'll do the countdown for you all and do the countdown for my time. And he can sing. So I asked him what song he planned to sing. And he said, well, I'll probably be asleep. Well, when the show concluded, I was chatting with him and he had just woke up and I told him you had called. And he said, I'm so upset I was asleep.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, you
okay.
said you would be asleep.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I felt that he had an intention
yeah.
to call, but you know he was sleeping.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what happened to him, but he's gonna hate he missed you because he sure had asked if you had called Wednesday night. But I
okay.
tell him you were debating with the. I'd let him know you were debating with another host that supported January the 6th. You know
yeah,
how Michael feels
yeah.
about January the 6th. He kept bringing it up last Monday.
Yes.
So
I can imagine.
I would tell him you debated. I'm like, I'm going to tell him you didn't call to the last 5 minutes, but you were debating with someone.
Yeah,
else.
I was trying to set somebody straight.
I'm glad you all agreed to disagree.
Yeah,
I'm glad
yeah.
you all agreed to disagree and became friends.
Yeah, yeah. I think he could be an
yeah.
ally, actually, because he's a mature guy and very
right.
smart and calm and rational, you know, and we can make this work. He agrees that we should all work together, so that's a good thing.
So you didn't get a click, so you were like, ah.
Yeah.
<He's> listening.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so let me know about him so I can follow his show. Mm-hmm.
Okay, in fact, let me pull it up in my history.
Well, I thought it might be when you sent me the email. Mm-hmm.
Burst of sound, but your signal is not coming through clearly. I can't hear you.
Hmm?
All right, I'll say, oh, now I hear
what?
You clearly. No, I couldn't hear
oh,
you.
Oh, I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, okay. That's why
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
I didn't say anything. I was waiting for you to get his information.
Okay. Yeah. No, hold on. It's, I'm going through my history and my...
I thought you were going to email it. I figured you were going to email it to me.
No, I said I could do that, and then you disappeared, and I couldn't hear you,
oh.
so I thought you couldn't hear me.
Oh.
And so, yeah. So let
oh,
me put
no,
it in the
I
email.
Oh, no, I just became silent.
Okay.
I just became silent.
Just...
That's...
Oh, okay.
I get quiet
okay,
sometimes.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll put it in the email. I'll find it. I'll make sure my son is behaving calmly.
Okay.
Okay. All right, good talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay,
good
don't
talking
forget
with
to
you.
Check
Thank
your
you
email
so much.
A bit later. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the
okay,
discussion.
Okay, I will take it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Special player, special leader when he's not there. You know, he brings a lot of juice to the team and obviously a lot of excitement and a lot of hope when Matt had put that on us.
Allmark, 15-28 tries for 174 yards, one touchdown and two intercepts. Lane Kiffin was asked if he'd be confident with Altmyer as a starter next year.
Yeah, again, that's a very good situation for any backup quarterback, especially a freshman to go into and then Sugar Bowl versus a really good defense, and it's not like we were struggling before. So I don't think we did a great job, game planning. I thought they did a great job, and, you know, I thought it showed up. You know, they don't coach just today on that side of the ball.
Ole Miss, this season, as Lane Kiffin and the Rebels put up 10 wins, the most their season in school history. For New Orleans, Nick Diaz, 16, sub 80.
All JSU commit Travis Hunter, the number one player in the country in the under All-American prospects in this game as well. First play of the game is Luther. Evan, the five-star recruiter to Mizzou. It's out of Columbia getting to report that the number 90 there. MRA Stone Blanton playing this game as well. Of course, running back Johnson also in this game converts a third down to keep the Icons ahead in the second half. Kamari Rogers of home. So another here, but Hunter and the Icons, they went 23-17. Jackson State's Sweckle ball will have to wait a few days. Chase, you announced today that Curtis Travel also had at 5:30. Book is when this will start Sweck play against the rivals. Those games now A9, the AAC. All right, that's all I have for sports. Back to you, Scott.
Thanks. Outside or Glenn Scott Camp? I'll check with them. Get back.
Remember, one call, that's all. I'm with Sports and to help you.
Things have changed, but our commitment to our residents at the Aspen Brookhaven hasn't. Our enhanced safety protocols allow us to provide robust activities for our residents and the social interaction they need. By bringing the community safely to our residents, they feel right at home.
Just the care that you get here and the type of self that you get, you would think it would be more than it is for care for.
To have lunch on us and schedule a tour at the Aspen Brookhaven for your loved ones.
At Bob Morgan, we pride ourselves in getting best deals.
That means we're selling cars, but right now...
Bob Boyd is in the market to...
We're up... QBs.
To our dedicated team, the great time it is for Bob Boyd to buy back your used vehicle. Any make, any model.
Whether you're selling or buy, at Bob Boyd Honda, you get a
deal.
I'm Bill Brunt, former government. I want to thank all of you who have supported Mercy House, adults, and teens. This holiday season is for donate an unneeded vehicle in any condition, running or not. And if you donate before December 31st, you receive a tax this year. We'll even call today at 601-7. I want to wish you all a happy...
Don't hesitate. Call me at Richard Schwartz, and I'm here to help you.
Happy holidays from our family to you. 1016 W.
Look at you. My camera, and here it is. We got some really windy conditions with a strong wind, that bush bottom around, and of course the water racing. That's going to help us dry off some of those surfaces before they can freeze tonight. Wind gusts 25 to 35 mile an hour. Wind gusty winds for tonight. All showers are going to be on over the next short. Don't expect too many impacts, but there could always be for Pat.
Well, you're going to watch it. All right, thanks a lot. It's our broadcast tonight. Here's tonight at 10. Take care.
I recently learned of a
station?
No. It's a membership to Planet Fitness.
It's a month.
That's right. Angry Reactions got some big time. Spectacular 2022 for zero enrollment, $10 a month, can't bloody time. Deal ends January 14th.
The first row of them.
That's attractive. Has anyone ever taken a road back before? I'm in 1.3. I'm so broken.
Once upon a time, it was just you against the world. Then life worked its magic and that you became us. And suddenly, the world looked a lot different. You started caring about things you'd never really worried about before. Things like school, safety, balance. Because now, this wasn't just a place you live. Now, this is home. At times, it can be a heavy weight to carry. But with the right question, the right answer, more trust, and sometimes a helpful glimpse into the future. But just a little tomorrow looks just a little friendlier, and you get to breathe just a little easier. This is your home. This is your life. Here to help you make the most of it. For Jackson, CWAPP News.
the one to watch. When they make a movie about your life, who would you want to play you?
The Olsen twins.
Tell us something naughty and age. Free on 16WPT.
We learned of it.
Station?
No. It's a membership to Planet Fitness.
It's $10 a month!
That's right, Angry Reactions got you kicked out. Feel protected on 2022. Your enrollment, $10 a month, and plenty time. Feel in January 14th. Spoiler alert. It looks fine.
No.
Trash per day. people should be proficient at scans and transporting all that waste, junk, and filth out of their homes, right? To that I say, rubbish!
These b-ballers take trash talk literally. He's learning about the triple wars and why he shouldn't do this. Dirt weighs more than good. Why do I bring this up?
You'll see.
Okay.